Okay, Petro-guzzlers, you've learned your lesson, haven't you? You're ready to buy a Prius. Sorry, too late. They're all gone. A Toyota dealer in Manassas, Virginia is so desperate, it's offering a deal for customers who bought Priuses over the last few years. The dealer will buy them back at the sales price, no questions asked. So, if you cannot get a hybrid to buy, how about looking for a cheaper fuel? A lot of people are doing that. A recent Associated Press story described motorists in the Gaza Strip trying to make fuel with everything from cooking oil to pesticides and air fresheners. We're not quite that desperate yet, but people are getting creative. Here's NPR's Allison Keyes.
Some folk are willing to sacrifice a lot for things that are important to them. James Byron-Schmidt of Severna Park, Maryland, is one of them.
When I'm going to brew my biodiesel, I first fill up the tank with used veggie oil and then I just started heating up.
Watching Byron-Schmidt's process, it's clear that making one's own fuel is not for the impatient or the faint-hearted. He begins with a 30-gallon vat of used oil that he gets from a nearby Chinese food restaurant. Then
we'll do the titration where you basically test the level of acidity of the used veggie oil. And then based on the level of acidity, that determines how much potassium hydroxide you mix in with the methanol before you then in turn mix that in with the heated up used veggie oil.
Oh, it looks like coconut.
Yeah, but don't try to taste it. Now keep in mind, it is a poison. You can get a little bit of it on your skin, but if you leave it on your skin long enough, it starts eating away at it.
Byron-Schmidt didn't do anything special to his car, except add a computer chip that increases his engine power. But other drivers are doing more drastic things to their automobiles, and a Los Angeles-based company called Lovecraft Biofuels is helping them. Owner Tacy Webb explains that they've converted close to 2,200 diesel engines to run on other types of fuel, including 100% vegetable oil.
Our system is a one-tank system. It utilizes the existing fuel tank, so you can put biodiesel, diesel, vegetable oil, including used vegetable oil, all in the same tank.
Webb says her company already has bustling offices in L.A. and Portland, and the skyrocketing gas prices have business booming at such a rate that they plan on opening stores in Austin, Texas, and in San Francisco by the end of this year. Their conversion kits run from $500 for a do-it-yourself to about $1,000 if the company does it for you. Webb says customers can both save money and do something for the environment.
It really puts fuel independence in the hands of the people, pump by pump, like each time that you fuel up, you're making a choice of which fuel you use.
But you don't have to drive a diesel to cash in on some of the new technology out there. The California-based E-Fuel Corporation plans to start shipments of a $10,000 home ethanol system by the end of this year. The company's vice president of biofuels, Floyd Butterfield, says the E-Fuel 100 microfueler is about the size of a stackable washer dryer.
You put in feedstock in the machine, close the lid, press a button, and in a couple days, alcohol will start being accumulated in the tank. You just take a hose like your regular hose at the gas station and fill your car.
Butterfield says depending on the price of sugar, it could cost as little as $1 a gallon to make ethanol. The microfueler can also run on leftover alcohol like beer, which can be turned into ethanol, and that would cost just 10 to 25 cents a gallon. But critics question whether the alternative fuels actually save consumers money. Experts say the fuels might damage your car, and there are legal issues as well. One needs a federal permit to brew ethanol at home, and the EPA says it's illegal to run cars on 100% ethanol or 100% vegetable oil. In fact, a company that modifies vehicles to run on vegetable oil faces a maximum fine of $32,500 per violation. The maximum fine for an individual who does so is $2,750. State laws vary. In Maryland, where James Byron-Schmidt mixes his fuel, drivers using vegetable oil face a fine if they don't register with the state and fail to file monthly payments. He says he'll register, but he says he hopes an increasing outcry from people who are taking their fuel production into their own hands goads the government into changing its standards.
Sometimes, I mean, that's what you really need to bring about change.
Then there'd be more people like Byron-Schmidt, who basically don't go to gas stations at all, except to fill up their tires. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Okay, one more. Daydreaming. That's our blog. Senior producer Stephen Prophet writes about his new obsession, which is riding the rails. We think he means the subway in Washington, D.C. Check it out at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming. While you're there, tell us your stories about public transportation dreams and nightmares. npr.org/daydreaming.